Hello?
Hi, this is John. We're just conducting an opinion survey. I would like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions about issues affecting people in the city of Atlanta. All your answers are confidential. Just let me ask you, what is your zip code?
30327.
27? Okay. Thank you. And what is the year of your birth?
1967.
57?
67.
Oh, 67. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Thank you. And what is the highest level of school you have complete or the highest degree you have received?
A bachelor's degree.
Sorry, bachelor's, you say?
Yes.
Thank you. And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Okay. And what is your race?
White.
Thank you. From whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
Who did I vote for?
Mm-hmm. This is on the 2020... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, the 2020 election?
Uh-huh.
Joe Biden.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Are you registered to vote in the city of Atlanta, or like many people, are you not registered?
No, I'm registered.
Registered, okay. Thank you, understood. And below is a list of issues. Can you please select three that are most important to you? I'll read them to you. The first one is traffic, climate change and the environment, inflation and cost of living, education, abortion access, immigration, crime, racism and discrimination, public transportation, jobs and the economy.
Okay, you want me to tell you what's the most important?
Yeah, the three of them that are most important to you out of the options that I read. Mm-hmm.
Okay, definitely women's rights, abortion access.
Okay.
And climate change.
Climate change in the environment, okay.
Yes, and education.
Education, okay. Understood. When thinking about the direction in which each of the following are headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very dissatisfied with the city of Atlanta?
I would say I'm kind of in the middle. Is there a middle one?
Well, the options are very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, and very dissatisfied.
I would say somewhat dissatisfied.
Somewhat. Okay, thank you. And next one is for the Atlanta region. For the Atlanta region, would you say that you are very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the Atlanta region?
The region?
Mm-hmm. The Atlanta region, correct. Mm-hmm.
So what do you mean, in like, what way?
I mean, I wouldn't be able to tell because, remember, it's just it's your opinion, and we respect that. Mm-hmm.
I don't really know what you mean. I guess I'm somewhat satisfied.
Somewhat. Okay. Not
yeah.
a problem, and thank you. And then with Georgia, would you say that in general, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied in the way that Georgia is headed? Are you very dissatisfied or somewhat dissatisfied?
It's hard. We haven't had the election yet, so that's really hard for me to say. I'm kind of dissatisfied right now.
Okay. So would you say somewhat dissatisfied?
Yeah, somewhat dissatisfied, yeah.
Okay, just to make sure about your opinion, and thank you. Now, we'll like you to rate how you feel about some people, some groups of people or ideas you see in a scale of 0 to 10. Where they means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, neutral. And a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel.
Okay.
If you don't know or, you know, have never heard of the people or groups, please tell us that as well.
Okay.
The first one, thank you, ma'am, is electric scooters. From 0 to 10, how would you rate this?
I guess like a 4.
Okay, understood, and thank you. Next one is for Major Andre Deakins.
I guess about a 6.
Okay, understood, thank you. Next one is for the Atlanta Beltline.
Oh, a 9.
Okay, understood. Thank you. Well, the next one is for Martha Trains. M-A-R-T-A Trains. Martha.
I know what Martha is.
Oh, okay.
I'm probably about a 5 on Martha Trains.
I'm sorry, just to make sure about your opinion, what was it, the number you said?
5.
Okay, understood. Thank you. The next one for Uber and Lyft.
Oh, yeah. I'd say a 9.
Understood. Next one is for Martha Buses.
I have no opinion about Martha Buses, so I've never been on one.
Okay, understood. From 0 to 10, would you say the... Or you never heard of them?
I've heard of it. I've just never been on one.
Okay. But if, let's say, you was to rate them using that scale, what would be your score, let's say? Because I cannot, you know, like, assume your score is your opinion. Mm-hmm.
I don't really have an opinion, but I would say 7.
I know, because you said that you never been in one.
Yeah,
but,
I've never
but,
been on one.
You know.
Right.
Just, uh-huh.
Right.
But if you was to give them a score, let's say, from
a 7.
From, let's say, okay, a 7. Yeah. Understood, man. Thank you. Next one is for the artificial intelligence companies.
I don't know about them in Atlanta.
Okay, understood. Next one is for the Atlanta Police Department.
Probably a 7.
7. Okay, understood. Next one is for self-driving cars.
Ooh, maybe a 1.
Understood. And for the Atlanta City Council?
Maybe a 4.
Okay, understood. And for a Governor Brian Kemp?
I would say a 3.
Got it. Okay, understood. Thank you, ma'am. And how would you rate the traffic in Atlanta? It is a major problem, a minor problem, or not a problem at all?
A major problem.
Major problem. Okay, understood. And how would you rate the quality of public transportation in Atlanta? Is it excellent, good, only fair, poor, very poor?
It's probably poor.
Okay. And how frequently do you use public transportation in Atlanta? Do you use it almost every day, a few times a week, a few times a month, rarely or never?
Rarely.
Understood. Thank you, ma'am. How familiar are you with the Atlanta Beltline and its facilities? Would you say very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not familiar at all?
Somewhat.
Okay. Thank you. And how frequently do you use the Atlanta Beltline in a typical month? Almost every day, a few times a week, a few times a month, or rarely or never?
A few times a month.
A few times a month. Okay, understood. Thank you. And based on what you know and what you heard, do you have a positive opinion about the Atlanta Beltline or a negative opinion?
Positive.
Positive, okay. And would you say a very positive, somewhat positive?
Of what? The Beltline?
This is based on what you know and what you heard. Do you have a positive opinion? Is it about the Atlanta Beltline?
Yeah.
It a very positive?
Yeah, very positive.
Oh, okay, understood. Just wanted to make sure. And what's the first word or phrase that comes to mind when you think about the Atlanta Beltline?
The first word or phrase? A great way to connect the city, the neighborhoods.
Connect the neighborhoods, okay. Understood. The neighborhoods. And here are a few statements after each one. Can you please use a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, a 5 means that you neither agree nor disagree, and a 0 means that you strongly disagree with the statement. You may use any number from 0 to 10 depending on how you feel. The first one, the statement, it says, I trust Martha to finish the projects they're working on.
Seven.
Okay, thank you. The next statement, it says, I feel safe writing Martha.
Six.
Understood, and thank you. Next one, it says, I can easily get to places I want to go on Atlanta's public transportation system.
I guess a 5.
5, okay, understood. And the quality of Atlanta's roads is getting worse.
Yes, worse.
Okay, on that one, on that statement, how would you rate and always using the scale from 0 to 10?
That 1.
Okay, understood. And the next statement, it says, adding more highways will make Atlanta's traffic congestion better.
Yeah, probably an 8.
Okay. Nice, okay, understood. Well, the next one, it says, crime is a serious problem on Martha and Atlanta's bosses. How will you rate that one?
Yeah, 9.
9? Okay. Understood. And the next one is, this public transit makes it easier for criminals to come to my neighborhood?
Oh, no. I would say I would say like a 2.
2. Okay. Understood. Not a problem. You said 2. And we're almost done. Which of the following statements do you agree with most? The first statement, it says, statement B, it says as follows. It says, we can fix Atlanta's traffic problems by building out our micromobility system, allowing people to get quickly from place to place with e-bikes, scooters, and self-driving cars. Or statement A, it says, we can fix Atlanta's traffic problem by building out a comprehensive public transportation system, which will make more cars off our roadways. Which statement do you agree with the most? The first one that I read to you? Or
the second.
The second? Oh, okay, the second. And you say that somewhat, do you agree with the most with that one? Or do you strongly agree most with that one, the second one I read?
The second one.
Oh, okay. And would you say strongly I agree with the second one or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay, not a problem. And here are a few policies that city leaders might consider when trying to address the Atlanta area's traffic problems. After each one, please use a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly prioritize this policy and want to see it implemented right away, by means that somewhat prioritize this policy and feel lukewarm towards it. And zero means that you do not prioritize this policy at all and do not want to see it implemented. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. The first policy, it says, expanding the streetcar system in the city from 0 to 10. How will you rate this policy?
I guess not, meaning I would like to see. I think that's a good thing to do.
Oh, okay. And how would you rate them using this scale from 0 to 10?
I would say a 9.
Okay, understood, and thank you for your opinion. The next one is adding additional MARTA stations around Atlanta.
I would say a 7.
7, okay. Understood. The next one, repairing potholes and fixing our streets.
A 10. I'll go ahead and tell you right now. Yeah.
Okay. Not a problem. Thank you for your opinion. The next one, it says adding extra capacity and trains to MARTA, making them more frequent and reliable.
Yes. 10.
Okay. Understood. And thank you. And next, policy, it says prioritizing pedestrian safety features that will result in fewer traffic-related deaths.
10.
Understood, and thank you. And next one, it says adding more security to MARTA stops.
10.
A 10, okay. Next one, it says building more bike lanes for e-bikes and scooters.
I guess an 8.
An 8? Oh, okay, understood. Next policy says adding light rail to the Beltline.
10.
Okay. And the next one is this adding more bus stops in less wealthy neighborhoods.
In less wealthy neighborhoods?
Mm-hmm. It says adding more bus stops in less wealthy neighborhoods.
Sure, yes. 10.
Okay. And just to make sure, in adding light rail to the Beltline, what was the score that you gave on that one? I'm sorry. Just
I don't know
sure.
What you mean. Added, what do you mean, light rail?
To the Beltline. Mm-hmm.
Adding what to it?
Light. Light, like the light, when you turn on the light, rail. Like
oh.
The rail with the trains go.
Oh, yeah. A 10, mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, so 10. That way you know. Okay. Just wanted to make sure. In the next one, it says... incentivizing housing development close to public transit.
Yes, 10.
10, okay, understood. And how familiar are you with the Atlanta Beltline Transit Plan, which will place pedestrian-friendly light rail alongside the Beltline Trail? Would you say that you're very familiar with that, somewhat familiar? Not too familiar?
I'm not familiar.
Oh,
not
okay.
Too familiar.
Not familiar? Oh, okay. Not too familiar. Understood. And based on what you know, do you oppose or support the planned expansion of public transportation onto the Beltline? Would you say that you strongly oppose, somewhat oppose, neither support nor oppose?
I would say strongly oppose.
Strongly oppose. Okay. And before we finish, as you may know, the Atlanta Beltline Transit Plan will expand 22 miles of light rail transit alongside existing Beltline trails. When completed, the Beltline Transit will link up with existing and future MARTA stops and better connect Atlanta's neighborhoods. Based on what you just heard, do you oppose or support the planned expansion of public transportation onto the Beltline?
Well, I guess it depends on what neighborhoods are being connected. I don't know. That's kind of a hard
Well, you
question.
Said that you... that you
I mean,
you
I don't
say
want
you,
like bad neighborhoods being connected to my neighborhood, you know?
Of course. On this one, would you say that you, strongly oppose, somewhat oppose, neither support nor
Let's
oppose?
I'll say somewhat oppose.
Okay, understood. And we would like you to ask you some questions about the Atlanta Beltline, and here are some statements that people have made about the Atlanta Beltline. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it is a very convincing statement about the Beltline. 5 means that you feel it is neither convincing nor unconvincing, and a 0 means that it is not convincing, not at all convincing statement. You may use any number from 0 to 10. The first statement, it says the city of Atlanta has one of the highest rates of pedestrian deaths of any major American city, killing 38 people in pedestrian accidents in 2022 alone. The problem will only get worse as more cars crowd our city. We need to make our roadway safer by prioritizing major infrastructure improvements, including Beltline transit that will take cars off our streets and make our city safer from everyone. From 0 to 10, how will you rate this statement, ma'am?
I would say an 8.
Oh, okay. Thank you. The next statement is this. Atlanta is growing very quickly, and we must plan for the future. Previous generations made a major mistake by prioritizing cars over people, leaving us with polluting freeways which tore through our neighborhoods. We must invest in projects like Beltline Transit, which reconnects our neighborhoods and give our children a future-proof Atlanta that can thrive for decades to come. How will you rate this from 0 to 10?
An 8.
An 8? Oh, okay. Thank you. The next one, it says, all world-class cities have major public transportation systems that knit the city together. The Atlanta Beltline Transit Plan, when finished, will give Atlanta the same kind of public transportation system, that cities like New York and Chicago enjoy.
Oh, I don't know about that. I'll say a 3.
A 3? Oh, okay. Not a problem. Thank you. And before we finish, I wanted to ask you the following. Once again, do you oppose, just to make sure, or support the planned expansion of public transportation onto the Beltline? And will you say that you strongly support or oppose, or only somewhat support or oppose, ma'am?
Oh, God, it's hard. I would say I somewhat support it. But, you know, once again, it's like, that's kind of scary at the same time. So.
Not what supported. Okay, not a problem. Just to make sure, here are some statements that people have made about the Atlanta Beltline. Please rate each statement on 0 to 10, where 10 means that is very concerning statement about the Beltline. A 5 means that you feel that is somewhat concerning, and a 0 means that is not at all concerning a statement. You may use any number from 0 to 10. The first one, it says the Beltline train will lock in bad public infrastructure for decades, if not centuries to come, as we've seen with our freeways. Once these projects are built, they never turn down. Instead of going ahead with an imperfect plan, the Beltline people should talk to more regular Atlantans to find out what we actually want and need.
I strongly agree.
Oh, okay. Will that be from 0 to 10? How will you?
A 10.
A 10. Okay, and thank you for your opinion. The Beltline train is a half-baked plan at best, relying on a questionable design that will take years to complete, assuming it's ever finished. It finishes. Let's look to the future and not the past for our solutions. Instead, we should prioritize funding for e-bikes, scooters, on self-driving cars that can use AI to move people around more efficiently.
No, I strongly disagree. 1.
Oh, okay. Understood, and thank you for your opinion. The next one, it says, the Beltline train isn't going to serve everyday Atlantans, but tourists instead. The train stop speed is 25 miles per hour, and then it will only connect affluent neighborhoods like Buckhead or Midtown. We need actual transportation that helps everyday Atlantans, not another Disney monorail that only works for out-of-towners.
I don't know. I really don't have an opinion because I don't know enough about it to make that kind of opinion.
Okay. on that one, from 0 to 10, being 0 not at all concerning to you, 5 somewhat concerning, and 10 very concerning, how would you rate using the scale?
I'd say a 2.
A 2? Oh, okay. Not a problem, ma'am.
How much time do we have left? Because I'm over to friend's house.
We're about to finish. This is the last question, just for statistical purposes. Just wanted to ask you, and this is just to confirm, I know that you gave me your opinion, but we just want to make sure that you haven't changed your opinion in regards to this. It says, from one last time, based on what you know, do you oppose or support the planned expansion of public transportation onto the Beltline? Would you say that you strongly support or oppose, or only somewhat support or oppose?
Public transportation to the Beltline. Like, you mean like the train? Like the train and the bus stops being?
The planned expansion that they have of public transportation to the Beltline. The question was if you will say that you strongly support or oppose this, the planned expansion that they have, or if you only somewhat support or oppose, or if you neither support or nor oppose this planned expansion that they have.
I don't think I know enough about it to really say I strongly or strongly don't.
So will you say neither or support nor oppose?
I don't know enough about it. I guess I'll say I sort of support it because it kind of sounds like it may be okay, but still I don't know.
So,
you know?
So will you say somewhat? The only thing I'm making sure is that you gave me your opinion, because I cannot assume, remember, this is your opinion.
Right,
as a citizen, and
like,
I appreciate
it's
it.
Like, it's like you're asking
I understand that you don't,
they don't really
right.
know about, so,
and
you
this,
know.
This is, just few questions are for statistical
right.
purposes only. I just wanted to ask you as well, how long have you lived in Atlanta? Will you
how long have I
lived
there?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I've lived there for over 30 years.
Over 30 years. Thank you, ma'am. And which of the following best represents how you think of yourself? Will you say heterosexual, straight, lesbian or gay, bisexual, something else?
Straight.
Okay. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced?
I'm single.
Single? Okay. And are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
No.
No? Okay. And in politics today, do you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, Independent?
A Democrat.
Okay. And do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Strong.
Okay. And which of the following best describe your current employment status? Would you say full-time, part-time, full-time? Okay. Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Not the specific amount, but just an idea how much it was. Would you say less than, go ahead.
So you go ahead.
No, I was just going to say less than 25,000, from 25,000 to 35, 35 to 45,000, from 45,000 to 55.
45 to 65.
Oh, okay. And this concludes our survey. I do thank you very much for your participation. Once again, you have a beautiful evening, and thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
You're welcome, ma'am. Thank you for your opinion once again. You have a beautiful evening.
Welcome.
Take care.
Bye.